At ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Don't miss the Delta Trading Show, Sundays at 2 p.m. Dr. Vance Cast, one of the world's leading traders, will share how he's helped average people make $500 to $2,000 a day in the stock market. That's the Delta Trading Show, Sundays at 2 on KTRS.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border.
Now, I know who this is. I just lost it. I had it and I lost it. Is it Jay and the Americans?
Yeah.
Jay Black, who is still outperforming as an old man, but he can't hit the high notes anymore. And it's funny to watch him perform. I saw a video of it because he'll tell the audience, I can't hit those high notes anymore. So he's altered the song a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know what they do? They tune. They will tune down a half a step.
Or they'll auto-tune them.
Yeah.
That's the other thing to do. Or they'll have a member of the band or backup singer hit the note.
Yeah.
And it's not really him hitting it. They'll do that, too. Dan doesn't realize I know a lot about music.
Oh, yeah.
You know business. I have to do one bit of business, and then we'll introduce Scott Sherman to you. You probably already know that name. It's a very listenable radio personality. We'll get him in here in a second. I want to make sure everybody knows where Amini's is. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Now, I could see on Scott's face.
He wanted to join in.
He felt left out.
What? I know that song from this show. Thank you.
Now, the words are down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. So I'm going to do it again, and you can participate. Okay?
I'm ready again.
Edit out what we just did.
Okay.
All right.
This is just the rehearsal, right?
That was rehearsal.
Okay.
We edited that out.
Okay, let's go.
So Amini's is located in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Wow, it's like a quartet. It's even better with four voices. A copper dome, copper top on the building, which in itself makes you curious about what's in that building. It doesn't look like anything else in Chesterfield Valley. And then you walk in. And one of two things happen. You go, wow, this is unbelievable. I'm going to walk through this store. Or you look at one item and you go, man, I can't afford that. I'm out of here. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because it's not unlike take a car dealership. If you go to Johnny Landoff and you walk up to a Suburban that's $65,000, you go, well, I can't afford to buy a car. Of course you can. Go look at a Spark. Go look at a Sonic, a Cruze, a Malibu. It's kind of that way at Amini's. They have some very expensive things in there. There's a reason they're expensive. They're really nice. They have some very affordable things. Here's what they don't have. Junk. They will not sell junk. They won't sell junk rugs. They won't sell junk lighting, as you'll see when you go upstairs to the Jaffe Lighting Department. They won't sell junk pool tables. There are companies that make pool tables that aren't slate. I don't know what they are. Just a slab of metal that could in time warp a little or become. They're not slate. And that's why you buy a pool table from them for $300. I don't want that pool table. Anybody that plays pool to any level, at any level, wants a slate table. And you can have a slate table from Amini's for as little as $1,000. Now, I have a pool table. We've had it for years. I think we paid $2,600 for it. And at the time, I thought that was a pretty good deal for a slate table. There's a better deal waiting at Amini's. Shuffleboard. A good shuffleboard table, a professional competition level shuffleboard table, costs a few thousand dollars. But there's a reason. It will never warp. And when it's put in and leveled, it will always be level. You're not going to hurt it. It's a real shuffleboard. It's a real dart, electronic dart games. You can buy them in Target for $69.95. They don't sell those. They're junk. They started about $300. We got one for my son for his basement a couple of years ago for Christmas. He loves it. So you get the idea. And then we come to patio furniture. Well, what a week this has been for sitting outside. And I bet a lot of people really use this week, they've really used their patio furniture and noticed that things are starting to get loose, come apart, peel. It's because it's junk. And there's lots of that sold. It's very easy to sell certain things to some people because all they want to hear is the price. Ooh, an entire patio set for $800. Let's get it. Okay, go ahead, and you'll replace it in a couple of years, and you'll replace it again. And by the time you replace it a few times, you realize you could have had the good stuff that's going to last a long, long time. And that's the only stuff they sell at Amenies. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amenies, Amenies.com is the website. Please welcome Scott Sherman, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
I have not heard you on the air here for weeks.
It's been about 6 weeks.
Yeah, they fired you.
They did. They said,
what did you do that was so horrible?
On the radio, nothing.
What did you do to get fired?
There's a TV station that I do a little work for, and it wasn't as though I wasn't allowed to do that. But apparently the Chiron graphic, which is the thing that is underneath the people on TV's name, which the person has no control over, did not say KTRS.
And that's not because you said don't put KTRS on.
No, I asked them to put KTRS.
Yeah.
And they said no.
So the station said no.
And then I was told if that wasn't changed, then I couldn't be on the air.
Okay, and but that was changed.
Yeah, and then they changed it.
And you're still not on the air.
And then
I'm confused.
Still, so am I.
I'm very confused.
They changed it, and then that apparently wasn't good enough. So I'm no
longer. Well, you scumbag. You shouldn't be on the air.
You know,
how dare you?
I am so glad you said that.
How dare you let a TV station make its own decision about what they will or won't do? And how dare you, after they finally do change it, stay on the air with them? You should be out of here. Well, get off of this show right now. You're out.
This is the kind of...
I miss you on the radio.
This is what I need.
Let me tell you something.
I
miss listening to you. Here's my deal. I listen to the station... usually on the way in here, and sometimes in the morning if I'm shaving or something, I'll listen. And when I heard you, and I've said this before, and I said this on the air before, when I heard you, I thought, this is one of the few examples of a guy who's not a radio guy, but when he goes on the air talking about what he does know, the law, is more than just listenable, is compelling, intriguing, informative, you learn, in layman's terms, and there aren't many people who can do that. There aren't many cops who could come on and be really, really listenable. They might know what they're talking about, but they don't say. There are a lot of people who do their own commercials who shouldn't do their own commercials. The ad agency says, hey, do your own commercials. It'll be more effective. No, it won't. If I hear you do your own commercials and you sound like a moron, I don't want to go do business with you because you sound stupid. It's not always a good idea. But you are a guy who... from the get-go, I thought this guy just immediately was somebody I could listen to because you break things down legally in language we can understand. I appreciate
that. Not only is that one of the great compliments I've ever gotten, it's the greatest compliment because of the respect that I have for you.
I don't want to turn this into a frank complimentary session. Right,
now that that's over, I can tell you why it's like that. When I was in law school, I didn't understand what they were talking about. I didn't know the first thing about they were talking about torts. I thought they were talking about dessert. I didn't know anything about the law, and I'm sitting in a law school class trying to hide. And the only way I could learn it was to break it down in a way that I wouldn't say a moron, but somebody who didn't get it naturally like me would understand it, and then I could get it and explain it.
It's like doctors. I like a doctor that I can go to who won't say, well, the lateral patella tetricular. Like, no. Talk to me. He goes, your knee is bruised.
That's right.
Okay. I sort of equate it to that. And I hear doctors who do segments on the radio who are horrible. They have no personality. And then occasionally you'll hear one. He sounds, hey, he's like a regular guy. So I appreciate the fact that you can talk. In fact, we'll let you talk to people now.
Here's what we'll do first.
If nobody calls, I get it because nobody knew we were going to do this.
There are two people on now.
Well, let me give you the number. And if you have a legal question, and you know you do, lots of you do. Look, I've at one time in my life, we had a neighbor that was despised by everybody. And one of the reasons we despised him was he had a big, bright light, like a street light, in front of his house to light up four houses. It was one of those mercury vapor things, and it was obnoxious. And I considered shooting it out. Now, I didn't do it. Like a tennis court light. Yeah. And everybody hated it. But I didn't shoot it out. But that I would be the guy who would have called you and said, Scott, if I shoot that thing
what would
happen if they found out who shot it out? And you'd tell me.
And I'd
probably pay a fine.
You'd be in trouble, and here's what the trouble would be.
And I wouldn't go to jail because I have no priors, blah, blah, blah. There are people right now considering a divorce. Who should file? Should I file first? Should he or should she file? Blah, blah, blah. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS.
Yeah. Or even if they just don't, I'm not something I'm in the news, they don't understand.
The numbers. I'm in the middle of the phone numbers. You know what? Now you're starting to show me you don't belong on the air. 969-KTRS, that's a 314 number, or 888-550-KTRS. Look at this. Look at it right off the bat without any prior notice. Look at all these people who have legal questions. I'm going to start with Larry. Larry, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Do you have some sort of legal question for Scott Sherman?
Yes, I do. This has been—it's considering a survey, and with a municipality. I live in the country, and a municipality had bought some years and years ago, maybe 50, 60 years ago, some land, and it borders me.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it in '92. The survey was from '85, and I put fence up. They did a new survey this year, and now. 100-foot strip of my property.
They say is on their property.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, I know that you can't have adverse possession against a municipality, but this isn't the municipality. It's still not in the city limits. It's only something they own, and they are paying taxes on it to the county. Do I have standing? Do I have any?
It's interesting that Larry mentions adverse possession. Now, this is something where if you don't own a piece of land, but you've put up a fence or you've mowed it or you've taken care of it, and for 7 years continuous, nobody comes and says, hey, Larry, that's my property. You can go to court and get a judge to give you title to that strip of property.
Whoa.
Now, the question there, and Larry brings it up really well and framed nice, is who owns that property? Who is that property titled in? And if it's titled in a private entity, a non-governmental entity, Larry could get a lawyer who's a real estate lawyer and say, hey, judge, this is Larry's property. I don't care who's been paying this or that, but he put up a fence, he mows it, he takes care of it.
He also has a prior survey that had told him it was his.
And he's got an argument that way. It also might be that Larry's survey is superior to the survey that the municipality claims is right. So you may have an argument between which surveying companies are correct. So if it's what you think is a reasonable and valuable piece of real estate, Larry, if you have a real estate lawyer, give that person a call and have them come out.
If you don't have, get one.
And if you don't have, get one.
So I think what Scott's saying is don't tear your fence down yet.
You can't fight City Hall, but you can adversely possess these fools that didn't bother to take care of their land. Larry, go for it. It's valuable. Go for it.
Well, the survey was done by the same company.
Well, then they're a little schizophrenic now, aren't they? I mean, you know,
I can tell you, I do construction surveying, and the difference in technology between '85 and now is just monumental, and that's the problem. I mean, that's where the correction came in. GPS is dead on. We're pulling tapes.
All right, I'm going to get some. I got a lot of calls I want to get to him. But even that aside, he's still saying is if for 7 years nobody said anything.
If for 7 years and you have the ability to go after a private entity, you could adversely possess that property regardless of what the survey says. That's the idea of adverse possession is it's not yours, but now it's yours.
But now we're dealing with the city.
Larry's arguing against himself. But, Frank, I can only tell Larry this is something worth making a phone call to your real estate lawyer about. And if not, call the station and we'll get you one, right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry. You can't call the station because you don't work anymore. You got fired. You forget that.
Yeah.
This is why I get kicked. This is really why.
Yeah, they erased your mailbox.
Did they? They didn't change the code on me now.
You don't have
they will now. Now.
Well,
after today,
they
did that. Today, we won't even be able to
get
it.
Yeah, they'll change the code on us.
Yeah, we won't even be able to get it.
I want you to know the former employee with the disrespects the bathroom is not me.
Oh, we know that.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
No.
It's still
not.
Clogged. Okay, and you don't even hear anymore. And the clogger's the still here.
Best ever.
Let's get Kathleen here. Kathleen, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. AM hi. And PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's your legal question?
My legal question is about wills and trust.
That's a good one because that confuses everybody.
Me too.
Pardon?
That confuses everybody, the whole will and trust thing.
Right. I mean, if somebody said that you don't pay taxes on wills, like if I will someone, or you do pay taxes if I will someone my home, but then if I put it in trust, then they don't have to pay taxes.
Here's the best way I can explain that, because it's not the field that I deal with, but here's the guys that I know that do it. Rich people get trusts, and the reason rich people get trusts is to save the gift tax, the death tax, whatever term you want to use. The more you can put something into a trust where a trustee, a third party, is responsible for distributing that stuff, whatever you want to call it, the stuff that goes into the trust, the more chance, the more likely you are of avoiding these gift taxes that come up with people that just straight sort of give it up in a will, or heaven forbid, don't have a will at all, and it has to go through probate.
All right, what's the magic number, the net worth of the estate, towards the point where you need a trust?
If you've got $50,000, I'd say, in liquid, you should talk to a lawyer, an estate lawyer, about a trust.
Oh, really? That small an amount?
Why not? Because it's no more money significantly to have a will or a trust, because it's a minor amount of money to have the trustee distribute it. It's just a mechanism by which to protect assets from taxation at the end of the life of the person that wanted to bequeath it.
So if I hear you right, you're telling Kathleen, do a trust, because it's not that much bigger a deal.
I'd say definitely you should be looking at a trust, but a really good estate lawyer is going to put you in the mechanism, in the vehicle that's going to get you where you want to go with the least amount of problem for the rest of the folks left behind. There's nothing worse, besides losing a loved one, than having money wasted in the probate court. It is a disaster. It's a tragedy.
Kathleen, we, the three of us, Peon, Dan, and I, know some people, because they've traveled with us on these trips. Their mom died and left them the business. They had to borrow $2 million to pay the death taxes to inherit their own family business.
Yeah.
And it's all avoidable.
Well, and then the other question is, how do you find a good lawyer that is going to cross the right T's and dot the right I's? Because I'm in a lesbian relationship, and I want to make sure that my family can't get a hold of a damn thing.
I got three people in the top of my head that are unbelievable at that.
Okay, well,
and none of them are me.
Can you give her an email address? Can
yeah.
Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Do you mind doing that?
Yeah, if she wants to.
No, give it. What is it? What's
when I say it, you're going to get mad at me because it's too long.
All right. Well, how else are we going to get it?
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
That's not hard.
No, okay. I don't think that's
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. You shoot him
got
an email.
It.
And when we have more time, I'll tell you why I made it longer. Your head will spin.
I wish, Kathleen, that you had told us up front you were a lesbian. Because we do not allow lesbians on this show. It's too late now.
Oh, Frank. Okay, take me to the beating closet.
Okay, you're going to the spanking room, and you'd probably like it. Kathleen, you call anytime, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. We're number one with lesbians, by the way.
Yeah, there we are.
This is Steve. Steve, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Scott, how you been, man?
Great, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. Listen, the question I have is along the lines of workman's comp. The company I work for now, I got injured. They've been great, you know, taking care of me and doctors and physical therapy and whatever I needed. My question is, in the future, which might be soon, if I change jobs, is the original company, are they still required to get me help if I need it in the future? So like in a month or two, I still need physical therapy or medication or see another doctor?
That's a great question. Can I take a guess at the answer?
Please.
My guess is yes, they are.
You are correct.
Yeah!
Yeah,
I'm practically right. A lawyer.
Here's the caveat. The case that you have that's pending, make sure that with your work comp lawyer that you discuss these future medical needs so that they include that in the settlement agreement that they make with your current employer. They have okay. jurisdiction. They're going to be responsible for you because of that data injury. You are on the job. So if you need a future surgery or you need future care, make sure that that stuff's not negotiated away when the stipulations are signed. That's the settlement documents, because almost none of these, Frank, are tried. Almost everything's down in the Wainwright building, and they settle the stuff with calculators. But the most important thing is if you have, Steve, if you have future medical needs, make sure that's addressed before you settle and take the money.
Very interesting. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Let me tell you something. I could have been a lawyer. I could have been a good lawyer. I just don't want to study. If I could have done it without the studying.
I could teach you.
I don't think so. I can't. Really, you know what I want to do? I want to get a sample of questions from the bar exam.
I'll do that.
Can you get that?
Yeah.
I have always wanted to see, because here, John F. Kennedy Jr.,
right.
failed the bar exam 8 times. This kid was not he was not a bright kid. Everybody thought, ooh, John Kennedy Jr., that family's so smart. He was an idiot. First of all, he was dumb enough to fly without an
IFO.
He had no instrument rating. He flies into horrible weather, and he kills himself and his wife and his sister-in-law or whatever.
Right.
He was stupid. 8 times he couldn't pass the bar exam.
We'll bring in some samples.
I would love to see some questions from
him. They're multiple choice, too, so it's fun.
That'd be fun. I'd love to.
All right, we'll do that.
Let's talk to, hang on here, this should be Pat. Pat, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pat.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Pat.
Hallelujah. Hey, Scott, my son just had his first accident.
Car accident, right?
Car accident, okay. Yes. And it was a 3-car accident.
What you could have meant was you have a new baby. He just had his first accident in his pants.
No. He was the third car involved. Car number one stopped short. The middle car hit that, and then he hit the middle car
from behind.
From behind, yes.
All right. Here's the rule. You want to stab at this? You want me to do it?
Let me give it.
In Missouri, this is a Missouri accident.
Illinois.
Okay. Still, even in both states, fault is an issue. And Missouri and Illinois both are fault states. Some states aren't, but Missouri and Illinois are. There's a presumption. It's called the rear-end collision doctrine. Frank, that's a good one, right?
Wow. Simple name.
Boy, it says a lot.
That breaks it down. We can all understand.
The presumption is that the vehicle that hits
from the rear is guilty.
That is correct.
Always better to have it in the rear.
Hey, I've always told my kids that if you hit somebody, I don't care if they slammed on their brakes and you rear-ended them, you are at fault.
Presumptively. But you can overcome that by certain kinds of things that have happened, such as the first driver just stopped on the highway because they were drunk, or there was a squirrel that ran out and they wanted to save it. So if your son hit the vehicle in front of him from behind, he's going to have a really good reason why he did that, or he's going to be responsible for the damages to the vehicle in front of him, even though that vehicle hit somebody else in front of it.
So are we on the hook for both cars?
No. The vehicle...
Just the one that he rear-ended.
The first contact was vehicle two into the vehicle one. Presumptively, vehicle two's on the hook for vehicle one's damages.
Now, had his son knocked vehicle two into vehicle one,
then
he
would be on the hook for all of the damages he caused.
So, yeah, I could be
both in property damage and in potential injuries. So at this stage, you better get a really good reason from him why he did it, or you guys are going to be on the hook for what happened to vehicle two, with a good argument that vehicle two's injuries, if there are any, Frank, and the damages in the front of vehicle two, is vehicle two's fault.
Well, the vehicle one, the kid said that the car in front of him was driving erratically, and that's why he stopped short. They were on the way to school. They're all teenagers on the way to school, all three of them.
Well, they must have been high and smoking dope, so I'd blame it on vehicle one.
Except
for your son.
Pat, of course, your son, Pat, was not smoking dope.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the other question is, on the ticket, it says he has to go to court. Do we have to go to court, or can we just pay the ticket?
What was the charge that was made?
Failure to reduce speed.
Yeah, you got to go to court on that. You should have a lawyer on that. And a lot of times, Illinois doesn't have a point system, but you don't want to have an at-fault conviction. They may trade that to something else that's not an at-fault thing if your insurance company will say they'll take care of the damages he caused.
Have him wear a coat and tie.
That was already a prerequisite.
Yeah, good for you, man. good for you.
So I need to get an attorney, is what you're saying.
I would. If it's St. Clair, Madison County.
It is St. Clair.
Yeah, you're gonna be in room 109 down in,
this guy.
In Belleville. That's a nice place to have an incident like that. Much better than Missouri's corrupt municipal courts. They treat people with respect there.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Pat, thank you. Thank you for the call. Good luck.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's going to happen. Teenage drivers. My daughter made it 6 years and then just barely had a tiny little fender bender. I mean, I'm so proud of her. The boys did well, but they say, what is it, within 6 months, usually, most 16-year-olds have something.
Yeah, I mean, it's already presumptive that if your teenage kid is given the keys to the vehicle of the parents, right, that could be negligent entrustment just because they're so incompetent.
That's why the insurance rates are so high.
That's right.
For kids. We have to take a quick break, and we come back. More of this. I cannot believe, all these phones are lit.
Huge. They're all calling to say I'm
this
wrong.
This is a giant success. No, there's no notice given to these folks that you're going right. to be
That's
here
true.
Today. So this is a good test.
I love
it. Whether or not this is something we should do maybe every week. Because everybody has questions. I got a DWI. My kid had a wreck. I want to get a divorce. I have to take a break and talk about Matheny Heating and Cooling. If let's say it's winter, and 2 years ago we had 10 below zero, and my wife froze to death. I came home and she's stiff, frozen, dead.
Tragic.
Because, yes, it is would be tragic because the heat went out and I didn't know the name Matheny and another company, we called them, and they took too long to get there and my wife froze to death. Do I have a case against that company?
Of course you would.
Oh, thank goodness. Because that would be the only consolation for the grief.
Yes.
The horrible, horrible
grief.
There's
a big fat check.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh because the thought of it's horrible.
I mean, it's still horribly tragic, horrible. But this big fat check makes me feel a little bit better.
It barely soothes the pain, but just a little bit. Well, that will never be an issue because we know the name Matheny Heating and Cooling. Scott, have you ever heard of that name?
Of course, from the show.
Terrific,
they're wonderful.
Terrific company. 73 years old, a family business. They will never let that happen to you. And in the hot, hot, hot weather, we will have hot weather again. This is only August 27th, folks. I worked at another radio station years ago. We had an outdoor concert the first week of September. It was 105 degrees or 102 or something like that. It was horrible.
Supposed to be in the 90s next week.
See, there you go. And Dan just brought that up from the KTRS Weather Center downstairs.
Yeah.
They handed. That's how quick they are. Matheny Heating and Cooling, any make, any model, any type, any size, any brand, it doesn't matter. They have people trained to work on them, so don't worry about that. Don't worry about whether it's a business or a home, small one, large one. The only thing you need to know is that you cannot be a Matheny customer. Speaking of Illinois, sorry, Illinois, if you live there. If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part of either one, you can become a Matheny Heating and Cooling customer, and they would love to have your business, and you will thank us after the first time you have them out to your home. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And I just want to say a big hello to Scott, and glad you guys have him on, man. I enjoy his legal advice.
Scott's listening.
Okay, well, good. Hi, Scott. All right, if you're traveling on westbound 40, they've just cleared an accident at Highway N. All lanes are now open, but, boy, traffic is jammed up a little bit west of Highway K, and it'll continue all the way out through Highway 70. Southbound 270, stop and go now from Dorset down through Highway 40, then some slow areas between there and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, a little bit heavy past Jennings Station Road. Eastbound 270, you're slow now from McDonald through 170. And on westbound 44, looking a little bit heavy now from Soccer Park out through Merritts. And this report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. Download the TrueCar app today. Find the new car you want. See what others paid and lock in guaranteed savings from TrueCar certified dealers in your area. Save time, save money, never overpay. Download the TrueCar app today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Take a look around your house. Is it time to redo your kitchen or bath? Then you need Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliances. One of the safest and secure investments you can make is remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, increasing the value of your home and your lifestyle. At Callier & Thompson, their trained designers will sit down with you and provide a no-cost design and estimate while working with you to stay within your budget. With over 60 years in business, Callier & Thompson has the track record and experience you can count on. Visit them today on Manchester Road, just east of 141, or go to CallierandThompson.com. Take a look at some of the exceptional work they can do. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath & Appliance, 636-391-9099. Again, 636-391-9099. Let their professional designers, skilled craftsmen, and 60-year history turn your dreams into reality.
Owning a home without a home warranty is like walking a tightrope without a net. Any day, any moment, any one of your home appliances or systems could call it quits, leaving you with an unexpected repair or replacement bill and a serious hole in your household budget. But a home warranty from American Home Shield helps cover repair and replacement costs on up to 21 of your home systems and appliances. Your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. That could save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-6926.
American Home Shield is a must for homeowners.
They've taken care of every major problem we've had.
You wouldn't walk a tightrope without a net. Why risk your household budget with home appliances that could break down any time? Life happens. Have a plan. Get the budget protection you deserve from an award-winning home warranty service, American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-6926. That's 1-800-700-6926. 1-800-700-6926.
Are you a sugar addict? If your body's cravings for sugary food are stronger than your willpower, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the breakthrough that actually reduces sugar cravings. Call 1-800-600-1283. Research indicates that sugar can be just as addictive as cocaine and more dangerous than you ever thought. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, not to mention weight gain and obesity. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated to help you break free from sugar addiction. And best of all, they're giving away free trials to the first 100 callers right now. Call 1-800-600-1283. But supplies are limited, so there's a strict limit of only one per household. Don't let sugar addiction put your life at risk. Nubiotics is your chance to break free the healthy and natural way. But hurry, be one of the first 100 callers right now for your free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-600-1283. Call now for details. 1-800-600-1283.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
Doc always had a passion for barbecue, and when he won first place for his ribs in a cook-off, his future path was paved to Doc's Smokehouse in Edwardsville. Sure, you can find barbecue anywhere, but you can only find a passion for barbecue that's a cut above the rest at Doc's Smokehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, we can talk about how it's smoked so slow and how great it tastes, but this is radio, and you gotta see it for yourself, or rather, taste it for yourself at Doc's Smokehouse, 1017 Century Drive in Edwardsville, online at DocSmokehouse.com.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large out-of-town conglomerate groups. Local restaurants do business with Kuna, St. Louis's premier local vendor, at KunaFoodService.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Do you think Social Security will just be a source of income?
Think again. Discover how it impacts your investments, risk, taxes, and more on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
How come?
They'll be live on the air at Schnars Hardware on Lockwood Avenue in Webster Groves.
It's the Inside Out Show.
Saturday 11 to 1 on the Big 550.
KTRS.
We'll see you then.
I love this song.
Black tape by my baby.
Makes me think I'm in high school again.
You know she come around.
I hated high school.
It's about 5 feet four.
Real quick, we have a lot of calls. We'll never get to all of them, but real quickly, I want to take a moment to let Scott tell you the story he just told me off the air. I mentioned this little girl that was shot doing her homework. This little 9-year-old girl, and they've got the guy now. And you represented a woman who... Tell them the story. She was divorced.
I'd represented this gal since she was a teenager, represented the family. And she has a little girl. She's, about 2 years old, a little girl at the time. Mom, early 20s. Gorgeous little girl. I mean, adorable little girl. But mom would never let this girl go to the biological father's house. It was a bad neighborhood. He wasn't the best guy in the world. She just didn't feel comfortable letting her little girl go with him.
Right.
So finally she breaks down. She goes, look, maybe he's changed his life a little bit. Okay, fine. I'll let her go for the weekend with him. The little girl goes to the guy's house, the father's house. There's a gun between the mattress and the box spring in the bedroom. Little girl is playing. She reaches inside the mattress and box spring, pulls out the gun, and kills herself. 2 years old.
And listen to this, folks. This is what will stun you. That guy never did a day of jail time.
Never charged.
How can that be? How can that? His girlfriend lives with him.
Yeah.
Well, okay, forget her.
But they knew that there was a dangerous weapon that didn't belong in the hands of children in the house.
Irresponsibility, ignorance, stupidity, and negligence.
If nothing else, it's having child endangerment charges.
Right.
I mean,
how is it that the guy was never charged?
I have no idea. It was a horrific and tragic situation. Yeah. And, gun owners, wonderful. Got to be safe.
Yeah.
Especially with kids.
All right, we'll get a couple more in here before this actually has worked out much better than I thought. We got all kinds of people here. Let's go with Bob. Bob, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Good afternoon.
Hi, Bob.
I just want to start off by saying I've always wanted to be in a lesbian relationship. Be that as it may.
Goodness.
How lonely for you.
I have a similar problem to the first caller about a boundary dispute. Actually, there's no dispute. I had a survey done when I moved in 9 years ago, and the neighbor put up a fence on my property. It's about 3 or 4 feet by about 15 or 20 feet. So I brought it to their attention, not in writing, but I brought it to their attention, and they acknowledged it. And within the last year, the man had sold his business and came into a few bucks. And I don't want a lot for it. I just want everything to be done. I don't care if he moves the fence or he wants to buy it. But unfortunately, they wanted to buy, instead of just the part that they're infringing upon, they wanted to buy the whole strip all the way out to the street, which I wasn't willing to do. Tempers flared, and that's where we sit. Do you have any suggestions about what my next step might be?
Well, without giving specific advice to this gentleman, I'll say this. Trespassing, Bob, is not a negotiating tool. They can't put a fence where it doesn't belong and say, I'll only move it if you sell me something else. It's like this. Look, pal. You're trespassing on my property, whatever it is that you put there.
Trespassing could be not you stepping on the property, but the fence being there.
You are encroaching on my property. You are putting your foot where it doesn't belong. And the fact that this guy won't take it off unless you buy him, lunch or buy him a beer, that's not negotiating. He's wrong. He needs to have these things taken off your property. And if you decide, after all this is done, if you want to sell him this, that's a decision you should have to make. But to try and extort you and say, hey, I'm not moving this fence unless you do what I say, this is something where If you got a lawyer, first of all, I know people have to pay lawyers for certain things and they don't want to, but with real estate, it's so valuable and it's such an important part of your life. It's your little postage stamp in the world. Get a real estate lawyer and make the judge, not only make him take it off your property, but fine him and punish him and put it back to the way it was before. And if that real estate lawyer wants to charge you too much, find five more that'll do it.
Gotcha. So be it. Hey, one other comment, and you might advise Frank on this. I respect Frank's advertising savvy, but in his ads for Johnny Wandolph Chevrolet, wouldn't it make more sense to say shop 24 hours a day only at JohnnyWandolph.com?
Wandolph.com.
All right.
No, thanks, because guys. I don't want people to shop only one place. I want them to compare.
Gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, Robert's telling me how to do my commercials. Huh? That was Bob.
Yeah.
Robert's next. Bob, Robert, same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Sort of.
Know.
One more, and then we're going to have to take a break. This has worked out very well. I hope it works out for Robert. Robert, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Robert, how you doing?
No, you're Robert. No, Robert, you're Robert. You're Robert. He's Scott.
Hey, I'm A in the PM.
Okay, now.
Hey, listen, I was, me and my wife went out to a restaurant, and she fell in the parking lot.
Oh, boy. You push her?
And, yeah, I did. No, I didn't push her. And it was in the evening, and they recently paved the parking lot, and the ramps that go up to the sidewalk, they were just black. And she tripped over it in the nighttime and tripped over it and fell. And she chipped her tooth. And that's basically all about what happened to her. But I called up the people that owned the lot, and they said, oh, yeah, go ahead, take her to the dentist because she chipped her tooth, and then we'll take care of it. Well, as of this day, they haven't taken care of it. I called three times. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. They never did. And when we went there, the people in the restaurant came out. The manager was really nice, and she goes, yeah, we told them about painting these things yellow, but they never did do it.
Okay,
so we went back to the restaurant like 2 weeks later because we liked the place, and the manager painted the yellow one where she fell, but all the other ones were still black.
Okay, I got to stop in here. I got to step in here because I know something about this.
Go.
All right, I'll be the layman, amateur lawyer. They don't have to paint it yellow. By code, by law, they don't. He should not have painted it yellow right after this happened because it almost makes it look like they should have in the beginning. He should have waited a year to do it. And here's the other thing. My first question to you, if I were an attorney, was this before dinner or after dinner? Was it?
After dinner.
Did you have drinks?
No.
No drinks?
No, we don't drink. No.
They don't have to paint that thing yellow. There's my answer to you. This was on her, but would have been nice of them to cover the dental bill. Scott, you take it from there. By law, construction says on a parking lot, you do not have to paint curbs, ramps yellow. You don't have to.
Not only do you not have to paint them yellow, but the remedial effort to fix what may or may not have been defective isn't something you can use against them. So it's irrelevant whether they painted it yellow or they painted it
purple. But they shouldn't have, because some lawyer will say, aha, if it hadn't been necessary, why did you do it after my client fell? I would have waited a year. But they don't have to do it. Go ahead.
Here's what I would say. When you are invited to go to some restaurant, you're what's called a business invitee. And as a business invitee, you get a different special category than you do if you just go to somebody's house. That's called a licensee. Whatever the name of the terms are, it doesn't really matter. When you go to spend your money in a restaurant or any business, they have to do certain things. They're not the guarantor of your safety. They don't have to pick you up and carry you from your car into the restaurant and carry you back to your car. But they do have to make it reasonably safe, give you a reasonable warning, or do a reasonable inspection on something that might be dangerous. Now, at night, it's possible that you couldn't see, or a reasonable average person couldn't see, the different elevation between the parking lot and the curb if it's the same color.
Can I jump in? I can't help it.
Yeah.
If it were really dangerous, more than one person would trip on it.
Not necessarily.
She's the only, okay.
They just did it.
Okay. All right.
But they just did it. So you could, your wife could have an argument that, hey, I should expect that it's going to be reasonably safe, and if you've camouflaged the curb, I'm not going to be expected to know that. It's a higher level of responsibility for the business owner. Again, not a guarantee. In every case, Frank, and you'll feel good about this, on what's called a premises liability case, or people call a slip and fall case, there's what they call sort of the be more careful doctrine or the, you know, comparative fault doctrine. It might be 50% her fault. It might be 90% her fault. It might be 10% or 0%. It's not cut and dry. So for me to say, oh, well, you know, it's obviously their fault, it's not obvious at all. But it's also not obviously her fault unless it's something that's real open and obvious. What I would say is this. Talk to the insurance adjuster for the company that either maintains the parking lot or the business. I don't know who's responsible for that parking lot. And if you don't feel that they're going to satisfy you, you might want to talk to somebody. Don't expect big money for either a broken tooth or
no,
a premises.
I just wanted to pay for the dentist. It was $350. And I didn't know if, like, going to small claims court would be any good idea.
No, you can't really take a business to small claims court because it doesn't belong there. That's people to people. But this is one where it might not be a bad idea to talk to the adjuster yourselves. You're not looking for pain and suffering money. You're not looking for a big bill here. And just say, hey, I just want the tooth fixed. If they tell you to stick it, they might be right. But then again, talk to the lawyer next. But talk to the adjuster.
We are completely out of time. Robert, thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
Was unbelievable. These phones are gone crazy and almost melted this thing. Maybe we'll consider every Thursday, because that's our open day, answering a few questions.
I'd be honored.
All right. Scott Sherman, everybody.
Yeah.
Good job. Bill Cleveland, I hope, can wait. He'll have to. If not, we'll just have to skip that set. It's my fault. That's on me. Precision Coatings, they're in the painting business. Now, well, Scott, if I needed my house painted outside and I call Precision Coatings, and they said, well, here's our quote, our bid. They came out, and I said, oh, man, I don't want to pay. I'll do it myself. So I get on the ladder, and I paint, and then I fall, and I hurt myself. Can I sue Precision Coatings for not forcing me to hire them or insisting more strongly that I let pros do it?
Not only can you not do that, you should have your head examined for not having them do it in the
first
place.
There you go. There's the legal answer. So here's the deal, folks. You do run the risk, whether you think about this or not, of either messing up the job and it looks really horrible or hurting yourself. Most painting that I know of, outside or inside a house, requires getting on the ladder, build some scaffolding. Let professional people do it. Precision Coatings. They will give you a color consultation. They do power washing. A lot of exterior painting requires power washing. Maybe it's not even painting. You just want power washing on something. I'm sure they'll do that too. Deck refurbishing. Big category. Decks don't last forever. They rot. They need painting. They need pieces replaced. Precision Coating, 636-244-5243. Can't remember that? Go to francopinion.com. Click on sponsors.